live from Thunderbird. Radio Hell is the program. And now it's time to switch to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Koban.
Okay. We're Koban. It is pronounced Koban.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
See you on the other side.
All right, that was Coban live on CITR, and now we're just waiting for everyone to switch over to this studio. Is Peter, do you have a heavy chains loaded up?
I can put it on.
You can put it on. So let's just press play. Is it computer?
Yeah, it's in my computer.
Oh.
I'm going to play Stone Stripper.
Okay, sounds good.
It's only like 2 minutes long.
People can barely hear you in the back, but it's fine. All right, here we go. Can you hear yourself? No? Can
nope.
you hear me? Not
can't
at all?
Anything.
Is there a little knob that you can try the other one?
Oh.
Live radio.
There you are.
Yeah?
There
is it all
are.
Good? Perfect. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. You just heard some Heavy Chains. Stone Stripper is the name of the song.
Yeah, that recording is awesome.
It's coming out in June from the Broadway to Boundary.
It's coming to, yeah, from Broadway to Boundary.
Is that full length or an EP?
it's an EP.
Are you ever going to put out a full length?
Well, the basketball, well,
Anna was,
I mean, Anna was a full length, but they did all the heavy lifting.
Oh, right. Okay, right. So I'm still joined by Peter somewhere in the back here, if you can hear him sort of.
I'm wearing a dunce hat.
From Broadway to Boundary. And also with Sam and Brittany from Coban. Is it Coban? Or is it
Coban?
Coban. Yeah. Oh, he was right.
The soft K.
Soft K. What did it say again?
Coban.
Okay. Coban. Good set.
Thank you.
And I haven't talked to you guys on air since, like a month ago?
Yes.
Or maybe something like that.
You talked to Brittany mostly.
Yeah. And that was just before your 7-inch release party, which is on Broadway to Boundary.
Broadway
to Boundary. So that CD release party, and I was at that show. It was fantastic. Remind me again who played at that show.
Womankind.
Yeah, they were
Womankind
great.
Womankind killed.
Yeah, they were
so
awesome.
Good. MT40.
Roll Mock.
And us.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good, really good night.
Yeah, I think MT40 had some issues with the gear a little bit.
Well, they play with a Commodore 64.
Yeah.
It's ancient.
1984.
So did it stop? But then at the end, they end up playing still. The order might have
been. Yeah, they went home and grabbed a
different Commodore?
Something that they needed.
It was a power supply.
Yeah, the cord was messed up, so they went back.
Oh, okay.
That's some proprietary power supply.
They went home and grabbed a VIC-20. Did anyone get that joke? No, Peter did.
Slightly.
VIC-20 is an older version than Commodore 64. No, okay. Sorry.
You own one, don't you?
I did until I threw it out when I moved. I threw out a Commodore 64 and a VIC-20.
Wow.
What?
Crazy man.
Yeah, but there's tons of those around. It's not actually, because there's, I think, millions of Commodore 64s were sold. And, you know, I feel bad, but it was the last day, and I don't know when wanted it, and I didn't know what to do with them. Anyways, So you guys are planning some sort of tour, I remember, at some point.
Mini tour.
Yeah, mini tour to Portland.
To Portland?
I'm back. With Noah Lakehill.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're going to Olympia. Well, we haven't booked Olympia yet. Right now we have Seattle and Portland booked.
Yeah.
And if Olympia falls through, we're going to try to play in Salem.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
That'll be fun. Are you doing it during the May long weekend? Or
April 21st till the 20th.
Easter long weekend.
Easter long.
So pretty soon.
Pretty soon. And with No LA Kill.
Yeah.
How did that happen? You saw them play, or they saw you play, and just go, let's go hang out?
Ashley.
Basically.
Yeah.
And then Ashley did our photos.
Yeah.
Which turned out really good.
Yeah, she took a bunch of pictures of us, and we became friends.
Cool. Are these photos like for your album covers, or is it just for fun?
Just for fun, basically.
Yeah.
The one, they used it in Beetroot. They just did an article, and they used one of her pictures of us.
I think she's building her portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice. Where are you playing in Portland or in Seattle?
Seattle, we're playing at the Black Lodge. I'm not sure where we're playing in Portland.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Pretty stoked.
There's always good shows at the Black Lodge.
Yeah.
In Portland? Sorry?
I'm not sure where we're playing in Portland.
Yeah.
It's a punk post-punk night on a Sunday, but we don't know where it is.
Oh, that'd be fun. Portland's a good city. I've only been there a couple times, but
it's hard to book.
Yeah,
we've always really had we've always had a hard time getting shows.
Actually, all the American Northwest shows have been a really big pain to book.
Yeah, how did you do it? You just like email people or try to
basically.
Yeah. But you got some now.
Yeah,
it's good. Maybe we should play some music and then come back and chat a little bit. What do you
want to play? The Fall?
I think it's pretty much queued up.
Is it queued up and it's at the right speed and everything?
I did it like...
Alright, this is LA by The Fall.
So good.
Alright, here we go on CITR. It's turntable 2. We'll be right back.
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Talk about that a bit later, but Twin Crystals from is it just called 7-inch?
It's like two, yeah, it's just a,
two girls.
No, that was Trinity.
Oh, Trinity. All right. It didn't say which side is on which, but you were so Peter was saying that 7-inch is impossible to find.
Yeah.
Because somebody it was like copies were probably in some random.
It was sent to a distributor in Toronto,
and they lost it.
The distributor went under, or
yeah, so it's
somebody. There was some misfire there, and then so there's some buried somewhere.
Buried somewhere, maybe they're on like somewhere.
But yeah, I think the band was the only. Those are the only copies that the band got.
Oh, sweet, that's too bad. And before that, we played The Fall.
From L.A. was the name of the song.
Name of the song, and I am still here with Peter.
Stop.
Sam. Well, Peter's gone.
I'm a hanger-on.
Lingering.
I'm still here. Oh, my God.
I'm the 19th axle.
Yeah. You're filling in the dead air.
Sam and Brittany. Any local shows coming up?
The fundraiser on the 15th.
Yeah,
you should probably
talk
about that.
Oh, definitely.
What is it about? Sorry.
I'm putting on a fundraiser at the GAM.
Okay.
It's in order to actually raise money for my aunt, who's got cancer, and she has to go to Santa Barbara for treatment. And so far, we've got Hospital Blonde, Feral Living, we're going to play Coban, Watermelon, and then this duo called Murhouse, who haven't played any shows. This will be their first show.
Oh.
And it starts at 5. It's on April 15th.
Okay.
Friday,
yeah.
Feral Living's awesome.
Yeah, Feral Living's
awesome. Yeah.
They're the members of Telephone Girls.
Oh, okay.
Who have,
cool.
Hardcore band.
Yeah, they started a new project, and it's really kick-ass. So, yeah. The night starts at 5:30, and then it goes till 2, because there's going to be food and a silent art auction, and also a raffle thing. And some of the prizes include a EP bundle from the Broadway to Boundary.
Oh, wow.
And one from Needs More RAM, and one from Geographing.
Oh,
so there's
sweet.
Three. And then also we've got a bunch of other stuff, but I think that listeners of this show will be interested in those things. So
it starts at 5:30. So there's going to be food. You can buy it? Like, what kind of?
Basically, you pay $5 if you just want to see the bands.
Right.
And you pay $15 if you want access to the food and a drink.
Oh, so. Okay. And what time do the bands start?
I think Murhouse is going to go on at about 7:30.
Okay.
We'll probably go on at 8:30. Oh, and then Watermelon. And then,
yeah, we're going to play early.
And then Hospital Blonde.
Two,
what yeah.
It will go till.
But we're spacing it all out, and people are going to filter through. And I wanted to get the Hospital Blonde and Feral Living really close to the very end, because I figured my aunt's friends and my family probably don't care about the bands as much. They just want to come for the food, so kind of want to, have the chiller bands at the beginning and then.
Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so April this month, the 15th,
April the 15th.
On Friday.
And so next week.
We're playing 4:20.
Oh yeah.
At Goody.
And then the Goody show up for.
It's a pretty stacked bill too.
Yeah, it's a barbecue, daytime.
Student teacher, Noah Lake Hill, who else?
I don't even know. I
just when is this? Sorry.
4:20.
Oh, April 4:20, right. Is it part of the record? No, it's not the Record Store Day at all, is it?
No, that's on the 16th at Zoo Shop.
Okay.
Or, well, it's everywhere, but there's a big show at Zoo Shop on the 16th. It's all day.
Right.
Bands all day.
Okay. Awesome. So you guys are going to be busy, and then
we're not playing the Zoo Shop show.
Okay, yeah, I know, but.
But we'll be.
Does you have two? Well, you have. To this in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Already.
And then
off to.
Three.
Yeah, in Seattle.
Yeah.
And everything. Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, that's always good. It's good to sell some records.
Yeah.
And.
talk about how well you guys did on tour and stuff.
Yeah, we sold a ton of records on
tour. Oh, you already probably talked.
We talked about it on the interview.
I know. Yeah. Well. Yeah. We did a bit of talking last time. I'm trying to think
locally.
Yeah. It's in. But wasn't it in store locally last time? No.
No. It wasn't out yet in stores when we met up last time.
So it's at all the regular places.
Audio pile's almost out. It just popped.
Yeah.
Out
I know.
Today.
I was talking to Corey yesterday.
Yeah.
Very nice. So you happy with how it's doing? And
yeah, Zoo Shop sold out within a week.
And yeah.
I had to get more in. Yeah, it's doing pretty well.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else, Peter, that I should ask?
What?
I don't know. I talked to
you. Questions.
I mean, this is an hour and a half into it because, everything that I asked, I wanted to ask, I mostly talked about, I think, about a month ago. But I don't know.
It's like a recap.
It's just like a recap from all the highlights of.
It's like a clip show.
I know. Like, what's your favorite tour spot? And then I think, oh, wait. I mean, yeah. Chris is like, I heard this before. Chris Riffick was listening. He's like, oh, no. This is like a rerun.
What? Chris Riffick said that? You tell
me. No, he would, because he would have listened to it. And he would be like, oh, you asked that question 2 weeks ago on the same show.
Well, you could ask him, you guys worked on a really rad video.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen the video.
It's on Vimeo.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
What is it about?
Solid Gold, the song Solid Gold.
Right.
Basically, we just used Metropolis as kind of a base inspiration.
We wanted to have
movie?
Kind of like a film noir feel to it. So it's black and white, and it's about this mechanical man who's constructed, and then he escapes. Only to find that he has nowhere to go, because he ends up on at the ocean, and he has nowhere to escape, and then he kind of just falls to his knees in despair.
Who shot it? How was it? When was it done?
Maren Cooley shot it, and then our friend Shane Brzezinski
directed it.
Right. And did a killer job.
Yeah.
Did it? How long did it take? A day or longer?
A day.
What? Peter, what? Who can hear you? hear you on the phone.
Oh.
Hold on one second.
Peter just on. He's a busy record exec.
What you saying?
I don't know. Do we have anything to play?
I do. It's on my iPod. Okay. I want to play a song by Ardery and a song by Swans.
Okay,
let's play the Swans one first.
Okay.
Because the Swans show is still in my mind.
I know. So amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was actually what... Well, anyways, this is...
That was a while ago, but...
It was a little while ago. I think you guys were going to see the show the day before... You talked on the radio show.
We talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about this. We did.
Oh, did we? Oh.
Yeah, but we did. Yeah, we talked about it before the show, though. I think you were going the next day. Yeah.
No, Swans.
Swans.
Oh, okay.
You have to. Do I just press play?
Yeah, that Love Will Save You song. You even got my Swans shirt on.
Oh, it's very nice. So I just pressed play. I don't know how to use an iPod.
Just press play.
Let's hope this works. Yeah. So this is Swans on CITR 101.9 FM.
Down beneath
So that was Swans. What's the name of the song?
Love will save you.
Love will save you. And that was
Love
a.
Save me.
That was a fantastic show at the Rickshaw. That was.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. Was
it? It was busy though. I know a lot of people went.
Yeah. It was packed.
It was packed.
Yeah, that's good. And this is the first time you've seen them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time.
And then you were like, you have high hopes, and then it met your...
It blew my mind.
Wow.
Was it
better than you expected, even?
Way better.
Really?
Well, yeah. It was just...
I didn't know what to expect, really.
Oh, sweet. I should have went, Dan. I was at home eating popcorn. I don't know. Probably was.
Actually, sounds like a great idea.
Popcorn.
Popcorn is great.
It would be a topical.
Yeah. Peter's in the back. Even after he answered his phone call,
he's stealing records.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Wait a minute.
See some 7 inches.
Yeah. Your 7-inch is going to be out in England. Something like that.
The UK release.
The UK release.
I didn't know you were paying attention.
I was. That's right, Peter's. So, like, is there any plan to do something like fly out there?
That would be.
Or swim out there if you can. Yeah.
Paddle
out there. Have you been?
No, I
have.
She has.
I've been twice.
She's been everywhere.
Yeah.
I've been nowhere.
Yeah.
You've been to Thailand. Yeah. What are you talking about? Somewhere. Japan. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing a European tour or something would be totally awesome.
Like, do you guys have the summer off or some, like, the winter off or just any time off? No?
I have a summer off now, but...
I'd have to go AWOL.
Sam would have to quit his job and burn down our apartment.
Yeah.
Drive our car.
But, you know, maybe that's what bands do to...
It's the rock and roll lifestyle to burn down your apartment.
Yeah. if you do it properly, maybe...
I think the first place that I would like to go tour, that would involve flying, would be Japan, because that would just be...
How come?
Peter knows people in Glasgow, so...
Peter's got hookups.
How come Japan? Just because...
Well, we were there a couple years ago, and it was just... The music scene is really cool, the venues are really cool, and it just seems like...
Seems like it'd be pretty easy to do.
It seems, it seems like you get really good reception. And
mm-hmm. Did you see music there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to some live houses, they're called. They're just like bars, but...
Oh, yeah.
They're bars, but they're underground.
Yeah.
Oh, like all of them underground?
Pretty much. Yeah. All the ones that we went to.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot that weren't, but the ones we went to.
Okay, so bands would play. And like, how does it work? Is it the same here?
Basically, it looks like any illegitimate venue here,
but it's
legitimate.
Okay.
And really cool.
Like, in what ways do they look? Is it just,
well, it's just kind like of
the same aesthetic?
A big empty room.
Okay.
A big empty room with, like, what, someone behind the counter serving, you know, cans of beer.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because whereas, I guess, I've been to Japan, but I didn't really go to any bars and stuff. Where, like, other regular bars, so, no nicer and...
Yeah, the regular bars are different, but these places are dedicated to music.
Right.
So,
is it the same as here, where you have, like, a bill of, like, four or five bands playing, or is it just one?
Yeah,
there was a lot of bands playing.
A lot of bands.
And you pay a lot of money.
We went one night because we thought we were seeing the ruins.
Yeah.
But there was just ruins.
But it was just ruins.
It wasn't the ruins.
It was something different. And yeah, that was a big bummer.
That is ruins, though.
Well, no, okay. It was either.
But it's only the drummer guy that's still playing.
Oh,
this
really?
Was like a this four
was,
piece.
This is a totally different band.
Hardcore band.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's like a ska band.
It was something. It was like not. It was not ruins. Yeah.
But you said expensive. So like, approximately, what are we talking about?
$15 for like. Unknown bands,
right.
Like the cheapest show you could possibly go to is about $15, and then $10 goes to the bands, $5 goes to the house. Right. But you usually get a beer out of it too, so
it's like
$10.
Okay, so at least the bands are getting some of the.
Mm-hmm.
They get
So you're saying, okay, so is almost all the places they play are pretty much the same kind of cut, or is there some that seems
I don't know.
Yeah,
we're only in like a small portion of Tokyo, so
yeah.
But and how did you find out about these shows?
Is we just go and look at online or look at posters.
And what kind of people? Or is it mostly Japanese kids?
Punks,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, are they more lively than people here at shows, or are they pretty much...
They dress up more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, one guy had a huge mohawk, and he was wearing one of those masks. Like...
For germs?
Germ masks while he was on stage.
But it wasn't ironic in any way.
Was he actually sick?
No, he just
didn't want to catch anything because he was going to a show with a bunch of people. So he wore but he had this huge mohawk and he looked so intense.
Because Japan is, like in Tokyo, I remember when I got in there, people, I mean, even on the street sometimes, once in a while you get people that dress, you'd be like, oh.
Steampunks and stuff.
Yeah, they dress kind of different. And there's guys in suits, and then suddenly,
yeah.
I don't know, somebody dressed in wearing an orange suit and a green tie or something randomly with a cane. I don't know. It's like, that totally happened. That's awesome. One day. Yeah.
When the time is right.
Well, I find that most places, even in Europe, I think, I was talking to Jeff last week from Okie Vancouver, and said when you go to a lot of European countries, when you do play shows, they at least they give you food and place to stay.
Whereas, and turnout's usually probably pretty good.
Yeah. And so, best of luck.
That's good, yeah.
LA was, or not LA, but California was kind of like that. People are pretty outgoing.
LA wasn't, though. But everywhere else was pretty...
Yeah.
Like California, like all the other places we played, everyone was really chill about us staying with them and... But LA, they like offered to let
Bakersfield,
to drive us
they
to
took
a parking
us a tour
lot.
Of the town.
They offered to drive you to a parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. When we were in LA, they're like, we're looking for somewhere to stay, and they're like, oh, we can stay
in the parking lot
in front of the next venue you're gonna play at.
Yeah. Oh, is that what people? Yeah, it's just like sleep in your car. Is it basically?
I guess
I wouldn't sleep in my car in LA.
We didn't. Yeah. We ended up just getting a hotel, but.
No. that's all right. That's funny.
We slept in our car everywhere else, though, like San Francisco and stuff. Just not in L.A., because, I don't know, we don't know the city.
Yeah, it seems kind of...
Sketchy.
It seems kind of sketchy. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about it. Okay, well, we got a little bit of time. I don't know, do you want to play more music?
Let's do it.
Like, we can play one more song.
Let's play that Artery song.
Okay.
Heinz? Here.
can you tell me a bit about it while you try to look for it?
I don't know anything about this band, but I've had them on my iPod for a really long time.
What are they called? Arteries?
Artery.
Yeah.
They're off the Mystetics compilation.
Right. And I just really like one of their songs.
What's the name of the song?
Heinz. Yeah. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay.
All right. Here we go. On...
And then Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, I was just going to randomly play it, and so people really confused.
Oh, great.
But we'll do it. But yeah, thanks for coming out. Your next show...
April 15th. Friday.
At...
The GAM.
At the GAM, which is on Hastings and...
Columbia. It's 110 East Hastings.
Right beside Brandy's.
Okay. The new Brandy's.
Mm-hmm.
Not the strip club.
Not the strip club. I didn't know that existed until... Well, I know that existed, but I didn't know where it was. But then you have to take an... Someone said you have to take an elevator. This guy that I work with used to be the owner of it.
Really?
It's weird.
Weird.
Obviously, I work at a strip club now, but... anyways, whatever, good radio. all right, thanks for coming, and thanks, Peter. Who is that?
Thanks, Peter.
Mention the record.
Yeah, thanks, Peter.
Mention the record.
Yeah, the record.
Get a receipt.
You can get anywhere. You can get it at Red Cat Records. You can probably get it at probably... Sue Shop, you can probably get it at Zulu.
Yeah.
Probably Scratch, yep. I would say.
Audio Pile. My personal favorite.
You played one song from the record tonight.
Awesome.
And three new ones.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
You guys are writing so much new material. Yeah. It's
sweet.
Crazy.
Second record coming out very soon.
Hopefully.
We're in the middle of recording,
yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Enjoy Hans.
Yep.
There you go.
Thank you.
Father, he is. But face him, you must, Luke. Of the Emperor, beware, or to the dark side of the Force will he turn you, like Vader. The last of the Jedi are you.
Luke shut his eyes.
Then it is I who must face Lord Vader.
Luke returned to Rebel headquarters in